This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's time to check in with Revix. You know that Revix has got a privacy bundle, but do you know why it exists and how Revix benefits users in this case? We've been speaking to Sean Saunders for the last couple of days. We've got Louis Bass, his business partner, on the line now. Hey, Louis, how are you?
Hi, Gary. Good, thanks. And yourself?
Good, very, very good. Nice to talk to you. So, talk to me a little bit about the privacy bundle. Sean explained last week what the various platforms were, what the other indexes that you guys offer. What is a privacy index and how does this work?
It's a good question. I think to explain this, let me take a quick step back. Well, I mean, let's look at what is a bundle. Mm-hmm. It's no secret that blockchains will grow rapidly in adoption over the coming years. Yeah. And as they do, the value of the different projects will likely grow along with it. So what Revix has done is essentially to take a look at the projects that aim to exploit the different trends in the market, such as privacy, payments, those things, essentially bundle them together so that investors don't have to do any hassle to get exposure to them. So to circle around to the question, a privacy bundle, by definition, is essentially this vehicle that gives users access to the best projects working to exploit blockchain's privacy aspects.
So would this basically be would this be like I know about Monero, for example. Are they in there?
Yeah, Monero is in there, I think. But I mean, our bundles rebalance every month, so right. You're always holding the top assets. So I mean, nobody really has the time to keep track of all these different projects. And as projects do well, or as projects do worse, I mean, you don't really have the time to really go and have a look at that all the time. So you can always rest assured that our bundles hold the top assets of that category at all times.
I missed the occasion. How many times do you rebalance these bundles?
Yeah, we rebalance the bundles, or the four bundles we have at the moment. We rebalance them once a month on the first of the month.
Okay, excellent. All right, okay. In which cases would this bundle do well? I mean, why would you choose to invest in the privacy bundle rather than the others?
So I guess this comes down to investor's choice, right? So Revix gives you the opportunity to invest in these different trends. And a lot of people, I mean, in the work they do normally. So some people are accountants, some people work with cross-border payments. What we found is people who understand part of the market often can see the application of blockchain for themselves. So in cases where the privacy bundle will do well, are actually things such as anonymous payments or even accounting systems on public blockchains. Because a lot of the time, you don't actually want all of the information of the transactions to be public. So we find that people who understand that about why a blockchain is better often can buy into the idea of why the privacy bundle will do well. So, I mean, there's so many different projects in each of these, and it just takes a Google search to really understand what each project's trying to accomplish. So privacy bundle will do well in cases where basically anonymous payments and accounting systems, and there's quite a few other ones, do well.
Are there any worries? I mean, obviously this is not a Revix problem, but it's a worry around the privacy stuff on the internet and where blockchain is used by nefarious people. Are there concerns around, you know, people doing dodgy things because these are anonymous payments? And what exactly is being done when people are engaging in you know, using these tokens for not necessarily always good stuff?
And that's a great question, Gareth. I think one thing that I always like to make the distinction between is in the current systems that we use, there are two main concepts. There's one being privacy and the other one being transparency, right? Mm-hmm. So they're subtly different in many different ways. So in the current system, like privacy from certain people, like let's say if I make a payment to you through FNB, it's technically a private payment to a lot of different people, right?
Right.
But the regulators have transparency to view it. So a lot of these blockchain platforms actually act in the same way. So what we're saying with the privacy bundle is something like Zcash or something like Monero. Mm-hmm. They have complex mathematical ways of being transparent to the right people while being opaque to anybody else. So that's why I like accounting systems, like anonymous payments, technically anonymous payments, but there's also the concept of essentially looking a bit further out. I mean, like money laundering, all of these things weren't invented along with blockchains, right? So people have been laundering money. People have been paying other people with probably the least traceable method of all payments ever, which is cash. So like blockchains actually represent, in my opinion, an opportunity to have more transparency or more traceability. So for instance, a while ago, I mean, you always see online people saying, you know, like we use this blockchain to trace the fact that this exchange was linked to funding terrorists somewhere or anything like that. But the mere fact that we've been able to trace that payment on a blockchain, even not knowing who the payments are made by, is essentially something that is almost impossible without cooperation between three different government institutions, four different banks, and, you know, some luck between counting the numbers on different cash bills. So blockchain, there is a risk, as with any powerful technology, that it can be used for wrongdoing. But I think as a platform moving forward, even just for the human society in general, it is something we critically need to be able to essentially track what is going on, which is something we can't actually do very well at the moment.
Yeah, look, I mean, there are probably positives and negatives in the long run that will spin out from this. But I do think it's likely something that a lot of people will want to invest in. It's certainly attractive to those people who are sick to death of having everything that they do financially scrutinized by authorities that don't necessarily have any business looking into them. But there we go. Very, very good. Another excellent bundle available on Revix. And if you haven't signed up already, go and do that ASAP. Louis, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Gary.
Very good. There's Louis Bass from Revix.
This is CliffCentral.com.